The Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty is no more. What exactly does that mean? The atomic bomb dropped by the US on the Japanese city of Hiroshima 80 years ago was a sign to the world of the destructive power of nuclear weapons. Still in 1962, the US and Soviet Union edged to the brink of nuclear war during the Cuban Missile Crisis. After that, a series of agreements reduced the threat. In 1987, US President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev signed the INF Treaty, banning an entire class of nuclear-capable missiles. It was a landmark deal to reduce Cold War tensions. That deal ended in 2019 after the US withdrew. Now Russia says it's ending self-imposed restrictions it followed after the US left. The US and Russia are still party to multilateral nuclear agreements, but does having fewer bilateral treaties make nuclear war more likely? Experts say not necessarily, but it certainly doesn't make the world any safer.